this week on Hot Couple Chronicles.
So if you're there.
That's going to be fun because we are not public speakers. Very no. Private speakers, as you can tell.
Born to be a podcaster.
Not built for this at all. I am winging it. Fake it till you feel it. We are not educators. We are not qualified to speak in front of people. So, yeah.
The fact that you're listening to this is amazing.
Pretty much the only way to meet us anymore. Trapped this night in there. So I'm kind of nervous. I'm scared, but I'm excited. So the first game is called Dirty Would You Rather. Would you rather spank with your hand or with a toy?
Toy. Yeah. There's just more.
Why? Why? Tell me why.
Because you can do it with your hands too, but it's fun to get different sensations from toys.
Would you rather punish with pain or with denial?
Denial.
I didn't get that one. That's how I became this.
Would you rather be made to wait on your knees or tied to a chair?
My knees.
Why?
Because that's my favorite place to be. My favorite position. Describe in detail how you'd command me in a crowded room. Yeah, I like that anticipation. I hate it because it is torture because it's just like you just dip and you're gone forever and it drives me nuts, but also now, like in a good way.
Get over here and drain my cock like a good girl.
Yeah. It's one of my faves, for sure. Anytime that he starts vlogging, I'm not even exaggerating. Like, he'll have, like, a line of women down the hall. And there's been many a hot nights where he's just vlogged one after another while I kneeled next to him and just kept eye contact with him the entire time or was at his feet while he vlogged. I got to watch him vlog, and that's been a new...
You're really good at hiding it, to be honest. But there are times where you let it show, and you...
Welcome to Hot Couple Chronicles, a podcast exploring the swinging lifestyle. Our discussions may contain explicit content and adult themes intended for mature audiences. While we strive to offer valuable insights and entertainment, please be aware that the views expressed are based on personal experiences and opinions. We encourage listeners to approach the content with an open mind and to prioritize communication, consent, and respect in their relationships. Remember, everyone's journey is unique, so take what resonates with you and leave what doesn't. Thank you for joining us on our adventure.
I'm Russ.
And I'm Ashley.
And this is Hot Couple Chronicles. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. We have a fun episode to play with you guys.
Yeah, we have a game this week.
We had a lot of positive feedback about our last game night. Everyone loved that. So we're going to do those more often, unless you say otherwise, because it's fun for us to record them. And we have a good time. We get a lot of positive feedback whenever we do those episodes. So apparently everyone likes them, if you don't let us know otherwise. But yeah, we wanted to do this one more BDSM themed. So yeah. I wanted something a little bit deeper and more spicy. But we don't know really what we're doing or what we're getting into because that's how we prefer it.
Yeah, we don't know the actual
questions or anything.
Yeah,
I have like lists of different kinds. But we'll see. Anything else going on before we get started? Anything exciting? No,
it's like the calm before the storm. Yeah, like we're getting ready.
It's about ready to get wild. So we're just, you know, enjoying quiet. Also, hasn't been very quiet because it's never really quiet.
No, we're always moving. Always moving.
Yeah, we've got going to trapeze this weekend.
Yeah, and there's a big birthday weekend.
Big birthday weekend, Friday and a Saturday night trapeze weekend. So it's a lot. Those are big weekends. Fun. And there's supposed to be a lot of our friends there. So it should be a really great weekend. But then we hop right into San Antonio.
Yeah.
We leave the 8th.
Coming up quick.
We're flying in with anything but vanilla. Rob and Lindsay.
Yeah, Rob and Lindsay.
Whatever you know them as.
We're going down there with them.
Yeah, we're on the same flights and stuff. So We're going to go up to Atlanta and then go there. And then we're heading to San Antonio. He's never been. So
I'm pretty excited.
Yeah. Excited to go somewhere new.
We're in a hotel right on the Riverwalk. Yeah. Like, it's going to be good.
We're hosting a canal cruise. So yeah. I'm so excited about that.
The cocktail mixing classes.
Cocktail mixing. Yeah. They have like body paint. She thinks of everything. And then we're doing an hour seminar on how to flirt and seduce in real life. So that's going to be entertaining. That's going to be a one of a kind experience for sure.
So if you're there,
that's going to be fun because we are not public speakers, barely no. private speakers, as you can tell. But
I'm great at this. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not
born to be a podcaster.
Not built for this at all. I am winging it. Make it they feel it, they say.
Yeah. That's why I just speaking it into existence.
Yeah. But yeah, we're doing a seminar last time we went 2 years ago.
It might have bombed.
Not great. And we hyper focused and obsessed for like months and it was on a Sunday. We did the seminar. We spent the entire Thursday, Friday, Saturday in our room. Didn't get to do anything or enjoy anything.
Yeah, we maybe the whole weekend spent maybe a couple hours by the pool hanging out.
Yeah, because we had friends that came there to come with us and support us. And we hadn't seen them forever. We wanted to enjoy it with them, but we were so obsessed with this seminar, making sure it was perfect. And then
it just fell apart immediately.
As soon as we get there, he loses his cue cards and it all goes downhill. And I am left to just grab the microphone and pull off something solo. And I recovered-ish, used the crowd a lot. This time we're going to utilize the crowd and we're going to go with that. That really worked out. Once everyone broke out into sessions and stuff we had.
Breakout groups and
then it became smoother and we redeemed ourselves and everyone had a great time. But we are not educators. We are not qualified to speak in front of people. So, yeah.
The fact that you're listening to this is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And then after San Antonio, we come home and the next thing we do is I go to,
the Halloween party.
Enchanted After Dark. So, grab your tickets. Their rooms are selling out fast. There's only a handful left. And it's a party at the hotel. It's not a full takeover, but the hotel and then the rooftop is where we're going to be partying. So you won't have to go anywhere. You won't have to do anything. They're going to have tarot readers and crystal. I'm so excited about that kind of stuff.
It's very witchy-witchy.
I'm excited about that kind of stuff. Yeah, I think like just more witchy vibes, dark, lace, classy. They're going to have all sorts of stuff. They have a whole bunch of fun planned for that one, so that's going to be a good one. And yeah, then I'm off to Secrets after that. And
I get to go with you for a couple days.
For a few days this time. So a lot of these, he gets to come with me. So it's not as scary and nerve-wracking. Yeah.
Then after Secrets, we go to Florida again.
We're doing our first destination Thanksgiving. So it's the first time we've ever not done Thanksgiving at home. So we're doing that with the whole crew. We have a big house and we're just going down to the beach. I'm so excited. I'm a beach girl. I love my beach. So I'm excited to spend the cold months as much as we can in the beach.
Yeah.
The more it's warm. So, season's coming to a close. We're already almost over. And this season flew really fast.
Yeah. Yeah. The season flew by super quick.
That's kind of the gist of what we've got going on.
And there's always links down in the show notes for it.
All below if you want to get tickets. That's one way. We always have people, how can we meet you?
Yeah, it's just be where we are.
And just come to an event that we're at. And I promise we'll meet you. I promise. We'll be there. We love to hang out with everyone. So that's one way, pretty much the only way, to meet us anymore. Trapped this night in there. But yeah, go to the show notes below. Go to thehotcouplenga.com. They'll have all the events that we're attending. Everything that we're doing will be in there. And yeah, I guess we'll get started on the games.
Okay.
Also, another note, our hats. We have our hats on.
Oh.
Aren't they the cutest? It says, it's not that serious. Don't make it weird. And LL Hat Bar made these for us. They're so sweet. Let us know if you want one. And we also have t-shirts too now. So let us know if you would like any of that. And yeah, let's get started. I'm kind of nervous. I'm scared, but I'm excited. So the first game is called Dirty Would You Rather. Okay.
Okay.
So these questions I'm going to ask you first.
You're going to ask me.
And then you're going to answer them.
Okay.
Okay. And these are BDSM, Dom,
right.
sub, Right. Same. A little different than last time. We wanted to spice it up a little bit, plus tap into BDSM. We've been wanting to do more BDSM stuff. So would you rather dom a brat or service sub?
Service sub.
Why?
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 Because I put my work in. I've done my time.
you made me this way, as I always say.
But in all honesty, it wanted to get to that level. Like, I see a service sub or a princess as like levels.
No.
And brat is entry level.
Ooh, controversial. Like it. Start out spicy. Okay. Would you rather spank with your hand or with a toy?
Toy. Yeah. There's just more.
Why? Like, tell me why.
Because you can do it with your hands too, but it's fun to get different sensations from toys. Like, I can take a toy and make it thuddy, stingy, make it tickle, make it, you know, like, with all from one toy, where it's harder to do that with your hand.
Okay. Would you rather punish with pain or with denial?
Denial.
That's how I became this. Okay. Would you rather always have control or occasionally give up control?
Always have control.
Would you rather command me to beg or command me to stay silent?
Beg.
I didn't know which way that one was going to go. Would you rather keep scenes short or intense or long and slow?
It depends on my mood. It really does.
Yeah, that would be my answer, too, if they asked me that. Would you rather dom in a dungeon or at a swinger event?
Dungeon.
Yeah.
Hey there, listeners. Are you looking to prioritize your sexual health and wellness? We've got just a thing for you. Shameless Care offers at-home testing kits, telehealth consultations, and even treatment for ED and performance anxiety for when you want to play, but your body says otherwise. It's convenient, discreet, and all about keeping you at your best. And guess what? We've teamed up with them to give you an exclusive discount. Use code HOT, that's code H-O-T, at checkout to get $30 off your first order. Don't walk, run. It's time to take charge of your sexual health today with Shameless Care, because your health is nothing to be ashamed of.
Hey, my turn.
Oh, it's my turn now.
Okay, go.
Would you rather be tied spread eagle or hogtied?
Hogtied. Okay, all the time.
It's like a warm hug. Mm-hmm. Would you rather be made to wait on your knees or tied to a chair?
My knees.
Why?
Because that's my favorite place to be. My favorite position.
Would you rather have a long tease or a long spanking?
Long tease.
Yeah. You like being teased.
Mm-hmm. I do.
You are. But that's my favorite. To the point where you tease yourself.
Yeah. That's how I do. That's how I like it.
Would you rather disobey on accident or on purpose?
On accident, for sure.
That's right. Correct answer. Correct answer.
Yes, I win.
Would you rather wear your collar all day or sleep in restraints all night?
Collar all day, because I usually do.
Would you rather be punished with the spanking or the orgasm denial?
Rather, it would depend on my mood.
I think you would rather be spanked.
Yeah.
You would rather be spanked.
I was thinking
because you do not like denial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would be spanking, but
I know you enough where denial is more of a punishment, where spanking is more of a reward. I know it sounds backwards. Would you rather crawl to me or stand perfectly still until I say otherwise?
Crawl. So like my knees. You'll see a theme.
Would you rather take a flogger to your back or a paddle to your ass?
Paddle. Back hurts.
Yeah.
I hurt.
Well, in the back, you have to be so careful because there's so many nerves.
Okay. Quick fire. Oh, you're first in there.
Oh, I'm
quick
first.
Fire. So
quick fire.
These are just one word answers really quick.
Kneeling or crawling?
Kneeling.
Spread bar or rope?
Rope.
Overstimulation or denial?
Overstimulation.
Being praised or being degraded? Oh, quick. Rapid fire. Quick.
Praised, I guess. Not really, though, no. I don't know. It depends on my mood. I don't know.
It does just bend on
your mood. Yeah, it depends on my mood.
It does. That one, it does.
That one does. Like, I like both of them a lot.
Oh, I feel
like I love being degraded, though. I don't know.
You like being degraded, but you...
I don't know.
But you like being a good girl.
Both.
So...
I know. Both.
Yeah. Tight bondage or loose restraint?
Tight.
Impact marks or no marks?
Marks. I don't mark, but I like would love marks.
I know the answer to this one. Dungeon music or silence?
Music. Always
music. Choking or spanking?
Choking.
Public display or secret play?
Public.
Yeah. Quickie scene or marathon session?
Marathon.
Okay.
Did I win?
Good job.
Did I win? Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Go.
No.
Control with words or control with touch?
Words.
Rope top or impact top?
I'm more of an impact top.
Punishment or reward?
Reward.
Watching your sub beg or watching them break?
Beg.
Dungeon or bedroom?
Dungeon.
Whispering or barking commands?
Whispering.
Leather harness or tailored suit?
Tailored suit. Yeah.
Spank with toy or bare hand?
Toy.
Giving orders or watching obedience without words?
Obedience without words.
Control in the bedroom or control out of the bedroom?
Can I pick both?
Yeah. Oh, I got to choose both. I got to choose one.
But out of the bedroom's hot.
Yeah. Yeah. We like to tease if you can't tell.
Yeah.
You can't tell.
Looking to add some excitement to your social life? Meet ThreeFun, the free app that connects open-minded singles and couples for fun adventures. With thousands of active users, ThreeFun is our ticket to new friendships, flirty encounters, and unforgettable experiences.
The best part? It's completely free to use. No hidden fees or subscriptions. Ready to join the fun? Download ThreeFun app now from the App Store or Google Play Store and start connecting with like-minded individuals in your area. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the link below and get started with ThreeFun today.
All right, the next one I'm terrified to play. This is the one I'm like really scared of. Naughty, truth or dare.
Oh, nice.
But you're first.
Oh, great.
Okay.
We don't take turns. It's just.
No. It's you get truth or dare, you get a few of them, and then.
Okay.
Okay. Truth or dare.
Okay.
Go. There's only a few.
Dare. Starting off spicy.
I can't wait. All right. Describe in detail how you'd command me in a crowded room.
I don't.
So
I just sit in an armchair, make eye contact with you across the room, make a hand signal. As you walk towards me, you kneel at my feet.
Huh? Tell me more.
I guide your hand to my thigh.
Mm-hmm.
As you wrap yourself around my leg, I guide your head onto my leg and pet your head while I stand and watch everybody just flounder around.
Okay, that'll do.
Was that good?
Yeah.
Was that good?
Yeah. Do you want to go back and forth or do you want to go one at a time?
I feel like we should go back and forth in this game.
Okay.
Truth or dare?
Truth. Start also.
What's the punishment that secretly turns you on the most?
Secret.
Well, that doesn't count. That's the one that you pretend you don't like, but you actually really like.
I'm pretty vocal about what I like and don't like. See, that's the thing about me. There's really no, like, secrets. I kind of tell you everything all the time. I guess it would probably be, like, when I would have to kneel on something or kneel and be punished, like facing the wall and left behind, like you would just abandon me and leave me there.
Yeah.
And I used to like it. It depends. It depends on my mood, but I like that anticipation. Yeah, I like that anticipation. I hate it because it is torture because it's just like you just dip. and you're gone forever and it drives me nuts, but also now, like in a good
forever
way.
Is literally
oh,
minutes.
It feels like yeah, it feels like forever. It's not minutes. Forever, but it feels like forever when you're
especially when we're at like, home. Yeah. Because usually I tell you to stay. Yeah. And I have to go get something.
Yeah. And it's like silent and you're doing all sorts of noises. I can hear them downstairs or something. Or you just leave me in silence and that's even worse because I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, that's the goal.
And it's so bad. Yeah. And especially when I'm like blindfolded or when I can't hear when I have headphones on or something, that's a torture because I can't hear what you're doing.
So I don't put headphones on you very often because to actually cancel out the sound, you have to have like music or something and you'll start
oh, yeah,
dancing in place.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true. Okay. Your turn. Truth or dare?
We'll go truth. Which the last one was kind of truth.
What's your favorite way I submit without you asking? I like to eat.
My favorite way you submit without me asking is acts of service. And just accepting. Like, what I say is truth.
Okay. Truth or dare. So people watching. I like it. Right. I'm going to go with dare this time.
Dare this time? Do you look at these?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't want to ruin it.
Okay, here we go.
What?
Beg in the mic for something only I can give you.
Mm-hmm.
We're waiting. I say we're because there's not enough tens yet. Of people listening not to this. Really?
Okay. Please, Daddy, can you give me a buffalo chicken horseshoe? That's it on night.
Sexy.
I mean, something only you can give.
Yeah, because no one down here knows what a buffalo chicken horseshoe is.
That's why I said it. Because only you can do that.
But for the listeners in Illinois, you know what
oh,
it is.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so it's our favorite food group of all the food groups.
Okay.
Amazing meal. Okay. Truth or dare?
Dare.
Say your favorite line you've ever commanded me with.
It's going to be spicy.
Okay. So I was hoping.
This is kind of spicy.
We're hoping for.
Make sure you have your ear pods in. Get over here and drain my cock like a good girl.
Yeah, that's one of my faves for sure. Correct. 10 points.
10 points.
10 points.
Truth or dare?
Truth.
Truth. Gosh. What's the scariest but hottest thing you've done with me?
I know I say it as an answer all of the time, but us getting in front of like 400 or 500 people in the middle of a dance floor on the St. Andrew's Cross. And flogged in front of an entire group in the dance floor for that performance. We did a flogging performance at an event one time. And also Shibari. We did a Shibari class that we did. That was pretty scary. But it was also hot because that was my first time ever like submitting in public setting before with people watching. Because we've done it like private rooms and private stuff, but we've never done it like...
As a show.
We've never performed for anyone. So that was our first like performance, but it was hot as fuck. Oh, and that was the night that you flogged those two girls that were super hot. And kneeled at your foot. And that was another one of those. Anytime that he starts flogging, I'm not even exaggerating. Like he'll have like a line of women down the hall. And there's been many a hot nights where he's just flogged one after another while I kneeled next to him and just kept eye contact with him the entire time or was at his feet while he flogged. Yeah. I got to watch him flog. And that's been a new, over the past couple of years, that's like a new thing that we love to do because that's one of my favorite things to do in swinger events stuff.
Oh,
environment.
You know, I just remember that really hot lesbian couple at Secrets.
Oh, yes. I
and I put her on the spider web.
Oh my gosh.
And you're on the other side making out with her while I flogged her. And then her wife or girlfriend or whatever was just watching.
Yeah, it was. That was unexpected. That was in the moment. And that was super hot. I ran into her last time I went to Secrets. But they were walking out from the dungeon. And they stopped and like, do you remember? And we were both like, yes, we remember. That was so hot. That was the first time she like ever kissed anybody else. It was really hot. We made out through the spiderweb.
Yeah.
Didn't know who they were. Just had met them on the spiderweb. Yeah, that was hot. But it wasn't scary. That one wasn't scary.
No, it was just hot.
The other ones were pretty scary. I was pretty terrified. All right. Okay. Russell, truth or dare?
Truth.
What is the punishment you've always wanted to give but haven't yet?
I have wanted to humiliate and deny you. I basically want to cuck you.
Yeah, I know we've talked about that.
Like, really? I want to, like, I'm not, like, yeah, you've watched, but yeah. I've never actually cucked you. Like, I want to tie you up, put you in the corner, make you watch, and then make you clean
up. I'm
really
discovering my whole cuck queen era.
Like that's, for sure. Right now, that's probably
I'm really discovering. I do, like, watching, and I love to be degraded.
That one, or also, I want to dom somebody or a couple with you.
Yeah, one we've had a really big
like that between those two. I don't know which one's more.
It'd have to be the right person. That's the reason why we haven't done it yet, because we've said that we've had people offer, but it has to be the right everything. So
yeah,
but we've talked about
the stars have to align.
We've said that since the beginning, but we haven't found anybody yet. Okay, that was my turn.
Ashley.
Yes, sir.
Truth or dare?
Dare, because I'm a good sport and I'm trying to branch out and be more adventurous.
Say the dirtiest yes, sir, you can into the mic.
Dirtiest?
Yes, it's the dirtiest yes, sir.
The anticipation.
We're all sitting on the edge of our seats.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't know. I always talk the same. Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll accept
dirty.
It. I'll accept it.
Dirtiest. Yes, sir. All right.
Okay.
Now, one more.
Okay.
Truth or dare?
Dare.
Truth, because I want to hear the answer to this one.
You're a cheater.
Okay. Ready? What is the kinkiest dom fantasy you have not told me yet?
Yes. Dom fantasy I have not told you. I tell you everything.
Damn.
So that's a hard one. I can't think of anything.
Okay. Then we'll move on. I'll allow it. I won 10 points. Okay. And then the last game. Spicy fill in the blank.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Okay. Spicy fill in the blank.
Spicy fill in the blank. I'd rather fill in the blanks.
I'd rather fill in the blanks spicy like.
All right. I'd rather you fill in the holes with blanks. So, but that's why you need the thing. We have that whole fancy board.
I don't know which button it is.
You never ever get to press any of them because you forget. If I was engineering this, I would have sound effects after every single.
Oh, you got to say it again now. Okay.
Okay,
got
ready?
It.
I'd rather you fill my hole with blank.
Wait, I don't think that was it.
Oh, okay.
Rim shot is the one I want, right?
Yeah, rim shot. Always,
okay.
Always a rim shot. Always is the answer. Oh, man, this one is just pure Ashley. This is us in bed all the time. Okay. Honestly, this is how we really started dipping our toes into talking and stuff with playing games like this. And we would sit down and be like, so what do you like? And... what kind of things do you want to do?
Spicy games.
Like date night. Yeah, we used to play those all of the time. And that's really how we started BDSM, because we'd go spicier and spicier and spicier and be like, well, what do you, you know, the question would be like, what are your thoughts on this? Or what's your wildest? Yeah.
So the spicy games aren't really that spicy anymore.
Oh, no, we can't play them anymore.
Like, we need to make a new game.
I know they're out there. Spicy. We need to try them. All right. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Number one. The hottest way I've ever taken control was?
So, the hottest way you've taken control is. Oh, I kind of like when you command a playroom. Like, you have stopped entire play sessions because of not necessarily good things, but afterwards, like, oh, that's kind of hot. Like, the situation wasn't hot, but like, oh, okay.
She's using my she's big girl voice.
Yeah, using your big girl voice.
All right. When you see me kneel, you feel
in love.
My favorite way to test your patience is
just literally question everything I say, or just be riding in the passenger seat with me.
Yeah, guilty.
Because we all know that car's stopping a half a mile ahead of us. But I hear that's a lot of people.
That's pretty normal, I think. I know you're really turned on when...
You're really good at hiding it, to be honest. But there are times where you let it show. And when you just, like, we'll just be sitting somewhere and you'll just be, like, nonchalantly just spread, like, lift up your skirt. You don't have any underwear on, stuff like that.
Guilty. If you could design the perfect punishment scene, it would include...
Okay, that's an easier question than I was making it out to be. That a St. Andrew's cross.
No.
No.
The moment I was most obedient that melted you was...
I think when... You already talked about it when we were in Knoxville. And I had just taken you off the cross. And I had those two girls come up at the same time and ask me if I could flog them. And I put you... their feet, so like you were like head level at their butts. S high, flogged them.
I was proud of myself for that one.
All right, my turn. Are you ready?
No. Good.
The sexiest feeling of being my sub is
being yours.
The ownership aspect. Yeah. Mine.
Well, yeah.
I know I've pleased you when...
You call me a good girl. Or your favorite cum slut. Or...
Yeah. Something along those lines. Yeah. I finally give you your present.
Yeah. That's all I would need.
Yeah. Your favorite thing about wearing your collar is...
It reminds me that I'm yours.
The most intense moment of surrender you've had was...
My first sub drop. First time I sub dropped. It was scary, but it was beautiful. And I didn't think I could get there. You know, finally did. Yeah.
Okay.
It was good.
That was the last one.
Good stuff. Okay. Sorry, I was thinking. I was daydreaming. All right. So, yeah. That's it. We're all time.
Man.
That went really fast. That was easy. Let's do that more often. I like that. Hopefully everybody else likes that. There was a lot of silent. It was a quiet episode. It was a more, I think it's more like ASMR type episode, which is,
It doesn't work with a pop.
Yeah, it doesn't. That's the whole pop point. <filter. laughs> That's the whole point. But I don't know. It's something different. Something, you know, I never really have heard anyone else do. So that's the whole point of this. And yeah, hopefully you guys like it. A little more quiet, a little more chill, but also like hopefully maybe, I don't know, I thought it was hot. I thought it was, I'm really turned on right now. But yeah, that was a little bit about us and more about what we like and our kinks and fetishes. A
little peek behind the curtain, so to speak.
Our little private world.
We
not many people
get to be a fly on the wall.
Yeah. You know, other than those few hundred people that watch us do that, you know, two nights in a row. But yeah, this is good. I want to do it again. These were good. These were good questions.
Okay. I guess we can.
I like it. I like it a lot. Lucky for you guys, we get to do this every single week. So we could do this every week if we want to. But let us know if you like it, if you want us to do it again, if you can come up with something. Always more questions, always more stuff to talk about. And then I have a whole BDSM episode. We want to start sprinkling in some basic education and stuff that we have learned and stuff that we know. I know people have been begging us to do a little bit more of that. And so we're planning on that. And yeah, we only have just a few more episodes and the season's over. And second week in November, I believe, it'll be the last episode. And we have pretty much almost everything recorded.
Yeah.
This season went really fast.
Yeah, we...
Really fast.
We'll be done with this season right before the holidays hit.
In November. Yeah. And we're going to... We'll have our season break during... It just hits perfectly both ways.
And then we'll come up back after the new year.
Yeah, and then after the new year, that way we can get through the holidays and we'll be traveling and all of that. And yeah, but you still have a couple more months with us. Well, about a month. About another month with us. So stay tuned. We have a lot of stuff planned here and we have a lot of stuff coming up. We're going to be filming episodes more in real time. We plan on... Yeah. Doing the good old just do the event, come home, get off the plane, record an episode, edit.
Yeah, so you get the raw reactions.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be a lot of work and we've done it before. It's crazy. We'd prefer to record a little bit ahead of time, but we want to have a few within the season that's a little bit more in real time. So we'll do it. We'll do it for you guys. And we've got a lot of fun. We want to make sure that we keep you up to date and keep you up to what's going on. And yeah, come hang out with us. Check out the tickets, all the places we're going to be. Come hang out with us. Come chill with us. We love to meet you guys. Love to see you guys. And yeah, that's it. And as always,
it's not that serious.
She'll make it weird.
Bye, guys.
Bye.